Hosea chapter 9. Do not be pleased, Israel, with rejoicing as the Gentiles do, for you have committed prostitution against your God. You have loved the wages of prostitution on every floor for threshing corn. The threshing floor and the wine vat will not feed them, and the new wine in the land will fail. They will not dwell in the Lord's land, and Ephraim will return to Egypt, and he will eat unclean food in Assyria. They will not pour out wine offerings to the Lord, and they will not be pleasing to him. Their sacrifices will be like mourners' food to them. All who eat it will be defiled, for their bread for their life will not come into the house of the Lord. What will you do on the festival day, and on a day of the feast of the Lord? For look, they have departed on account of the devastation. Egypt will gather them, and Memphis will bury them. As for their delightful silver items, nettles will inherit them, as will thorn bushes in their tents. The days of visitation are coming, the days of retribution are coming, and Israel will know it. The prophet is a fool, the spiritual man is mad, because of the abundance of your iniquity and the great enmity. Ephraim was a watchman with my God. As for the prophet, the foulest trap is set on all his ways. There is enmity in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted their ways as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins. I found Israel like bunches of grapes in the desert. I saw your fathers like early fruit on the fig tree in its early days. But they went to Baal Peor. They consecrated themselves to a shameful thing and became abominations with their acts of love. Ephraim is like a bird. Their glory has flown away. They are deprived of birth, of pregnancy, and of conception. Although they bring up their sons, I will bereave them, depriving them of a man. For woe indeed to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as what I have seen in Tyre, was planted in a pasture. But Ephraim is on the point of bringing its sons to the slayer. O Lord, give them. What will you give them? Give them a miscarrying womb and dried up breasts. All the wickedness was in Gilgal, for there I hated them, because of the wickedness of their deeds. I will drive them out of my house. I will no longer love them. All their princes are refractory. Ephraim has been struck. Their root is dried up, and they do not produce fruit. Even if they do bear children, I will kill the delights of their womb. My God has rejected them, for they have not heard him, and they have become wanderers among the Gentiles.